Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Did you know that there are five manners of death? Author Darden North introduces us to those in his novel, The Five Manners of Death. This is also Darden's third time visiting with The Author Show, and so Darden, welcome back to The Author Show.
Linda, thanks so much for having me. I really have been looking forward to being back with you all. It's great to be here.
Darden, will you please give us a quick overview of The Five Manners of Death?
Why don't we try the elevator pitch, the one that I'm going to give to the major movie producer when I run across him or her in the elevator soon. In The Five Manners of Death, there are five ways to die. Surgeon Dinah Bratton believes that homicide is the only way left. Then the police prove her wrong, and Dinah learns that murder is her family's secret. And now the secret is out in The Five Manners of Death.
Oh, my Lord. Boy, talk about being a teaser. So what served as the inspiration for your story in The Five Manners of Death?
Well, Linda, actually, it was several years ago, I was at a writing conference that was designed really for physicians who were trying to learn how to write. I think maybe they were catering to lawyers, too, and I'm an OBGYN physician. That's my other job. And one of the speakers was actually a cardiologist who writes novels, and he was talking about the way that medical examiners classify death. And he mentioned natural death, accidental death, suicide, homicide, and then undetermined. And being an OBGYN physician, I don't deal with death very often, fortunately, life in very happy times. But I was intrigued by that, and I thought that would be a great novel to write to somehow incorporate that into the premise of the novel. So that sort of inspired the book. And the plot that I originally thought I didn't use, but came out with The Five Manners of Death, and I'm pretty pleased with it.
Well, while you're writing mysteries, are you writing for any specific type or age of reader?
Really, no, Linda. I gear to both men and women, you know, adult readers. I usually say 10th grade and up, the types of people that really like a good story that moves fast with a lot of plot twist and characters that are unique. I try to have female protagonists in some books and then male protagonists in other books, or a mixture of the two, but basically just your average good fiction lover. My books are not science fiction. They're not gory. Some may be more thrillers and some may be more mysteries. But basically, that's who I'm looking for as readers, people that like those genres.
Please tell us a little bit about your style of writing.
My style of writing is fast, I think, or try to be fast. I think you need to write as though you're almost writing for a television show now, with each chapter as an episode. I try to describe my characters as certainly believable, but I want to tell the reader just enough about those characters that they can form a visual image of the character and obviously an opinion, but I don't want to bore the reader by giving every little bitty detail about every hair color, every height, or every type of style of clothes. I think sometimes that slows down the plot. I want each sentence that I write to contribute to the moving the story forward and enticing the reader to, you know, literally keep turning those pages. The books may have a different... I may, you know, change the plot somewhat. I don't write from a strict outline. I think that sort of keeps me from being creative, but I do let the character sort of drive me along in the writing process, too.
Darden, if you could compare The Five Manners of Death with any other, what would that other book be?
Gosh, is there another book as good as The Five Manners of Death? I'm not sure. Let me... There's really... you know, that's a hard question. I don't know that I've had anybody really ask me that. This story is so unique. I have not seen a story like this one at all. I'm going to have to think about that, Linda. I may have to answer that question in another interview.
Okay, that works for me. So are your books written in a series, or do you only write standalones?
So far, my books are all standalones. Of course, when the television producer talks to me, I can say all five novels I've written could easily be made into a series, and I'm not joking, I think that could happen, but I have not intentionally written them as a series. My first three novels do have the same characters all in different stories. They're standalone novels. The last two, Wiggle Room, which preceded The Five Manners of Death, actually introduced many of the characters in The Five Manners of Death, but I still wouldn't call them a series. Some people like series. novels, some people don't. It's sort of hard to keep up with everything if you're, you know, strictly writing a series or reading a series, I think. So
yeah, absolutely.
I basically read more standalone novels myself, so I think that's what I like to write.
Do you model your characters after real people, or are they just pure imagination?
You know that all novelists do not pattern any character after a real person. Haven't you read that paragraph in the beginning of each book? It says it's all fiction, coincidental. But that being said, we all are out in the world every day meeting all kinds of different people. And I think what's fun about writing novels, particularly when you're, you know, making up the story, is that you can turn a character out of several different people you may know. And, of course, I do probably think about someone as I'm writing a character, but it's more fun to me to make that character different than that person I might be thinking about. And, of course, I do think people love to be thought about or to think about that maybe they have been written about. I think their egos, that's a real ego trip for them to think that maybe you are writing about them. So if they think that I have, that's fine, but it's fiction.
As you have said previously, you are practicing OBGYN in Mississippi, and all of your books have featured the medical profession in some way, yet they are crime thrillers. Do you fantasize yourself as being a detective?
I guess no. I guess I don't. Maybe that's why I like writing these characters that sometimes become detectives. Dinah Bratton, who's a trauma surgeon in The Five Manners of Death, becomes a detective. She has to. She has to become a sleuth, really, to save her family. But, you know, other than trying to, you know, write a good mystery and then coming up with a solution as far as a plot, I guess that's sort of like being a detective. The novel that I have just written, the manuscript that I've just written, the tentative title is The Enemy, is actually a break from my usual pattern. It is actually a more of a crime novel. It has nothing to do with medicine. The only physician who's in the book at all, in the manuscript at all, is the doctor who does the autopsy, and he's just a minor character. So that has been a real challenge for me, was to, you know, get away from any type of medical plot or any subplot at all, and that's been quite a challenge, but I think I may have pulled it off.
Darden, your book cover is a bit chilling. Who created this graphic, and what were your thoughts when you chose it?
My publisher, WordCraft Press, actually did the cover, and he called me and communicated with me and said, did I have an idea of what the cover should look like? And I think I did suggest a big five, and I said kind of a dark background. And of course, it's about death, so there need to be some blood on it. So the publisher's graphic designer did come up with the cover, and I've been very pleased with it because I do think it's distinctive. And I do think you judge a book by its cover. The book needs to be good once you open that cover, but I do think a cover is very, very important.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. So tell me, when you were a kid, did you write stories and did you dream of being a published author?
I'm an only child, and so I think only children do sort of have to entertain themselves and come up with playmates. I don't remember having any kind of specific imaginary playmate, but I've always, I think, been able to entertain myself and think of things to do, and that may be why I can sit in a room for hours on end by myself and write, you know, a novel on a laptop. So I guess that does go hand in hand. I really never wrote anything other than, you know, the essays and things that you'd have to write in high school until I was at Ole Miss in undergraduate school. I was the editor of the yearbook there and did have to write descriptive things about things going in school as well as, you know, different features. So that was really my first parlay into actually writing something that would be printed and published. And then I carried that over into doing the medical school yearbook in medical school. And then, you know, having to go through residency and early marriage with small children, that kind of thing, I didn't really have any time to do any writing until my children got older. And so I never really dreamed of being an author until the spark kind of hit me when I began to see some contemporary authors, particularly from Mississippi, doing well. And I decided, I believe I can do that, and I'm going to show that a doctor can do it too.
I like that. So tell me, did you include a message or even a moral of the story in The Five Manners of Death for your readers?
Well, I didn't set out to do that. I think I like to show that the bad guy always gets it in the end, so you shouldn't be bad. But it is the emotional part of the story, you know, involves Dinah Bratton, as I mentioned, the trauma surgeon, who really feels lost, and that she is an outstanding person. She's gone to school. She's become the best surgeon in her group. She's a single mother. She was basically a victim of spousal abuse. Her ex-husband shows back up. She's got to deal with him. So it does show the dilemma that a successful woman in this day and time who is attractive and who's a single mother has those pressures. She's trying to be a mother. She's trying to be the best doctor she can be. But she does feel like she's missing out on some things. You know, her daughter's now 13, being the typical teenager. And she feels like she's missed out on a part of her life because of her career. She, you know, pays other mothers to run carpool and things like that. So that's how she has to balance it. And then her one living adult relative, her Aunt Phoebe, whom she believes has committed some murders that we're talking about in the Five Manners of Death, she believes that Phoebe is going to go to jail, and so she wants to save Phoebe and save her family. So that is the underlying emotional story that does follow through in the Five Manners of Death. And I think that makes the characters believable, too, to show that they have a lot of conflict and dilemmas in their lives.
Well, based upon what you've just said, I can't wait to ask this next question. Darden, will you please read a short excerpt from the Five Manners of Death for our listeners?
I would love to, Linda. I have selected one I hope they will enjoy. "I believe you can help me." She tapped the newspaper into the palm of her left hand. "And maybe I can help you." Corey was familiar with many of the white women who lived in and around Oxford, Mississippi, and frequented the square. And this woman was an outsider. He pulled over a good many of the female citizens in traffic, usually for incomplete stops at stop signs, a few for crossing over into the next lane, and a couple that were near misses for DUI. He never had the heart to ticket any of them, and enjoyed the way the white ladies smiled and talked their way out of an arrest. Besides, he wanted to be liked around town and saved the bulk of his citations and arrests for weekend football traffic. "Your name, ma'am? Is there some place we can talk, like in private?" She glanced at the receptionist. Natasha had lost interest in talking with her boyfriend on her cell phone and was now looking their way. "My desk is back there," Corey said. "It's not a private office, but it's all they give me." The woman followed him down the hall to the precinct work area and the crowded desks. On the way, he again scanned the offerings in the vending machine. Someone had slipped in through the back to grab that last bag of Doritos, but the Snickers and its bulging wrapper waited for him. "Ma'am, if you'll take a seat right here." Corey motioned to the wooden chair at the side of his desk. He waited for her to sit down and pulled a notepad from the top drawer. He looked at her, and she began to talk. "My name is Sylvia Deloach. I live in Louisiana, New Orleans." The roll newspaper she was holding dropped from her hands onto the desk. She reached into her purse and produced a Louisiana driver's license. Corey copied the address and number at the top of his notepad and drew a rectangle around the information. "My maiden name is Reynolds." He noted that too. Then Sylvia Reynolds Deloach said, "I've been in Jackson subbing for another exercise class instructor. That's when I first saw the article in the newspaper." She retrieved the newspaper with her right hand as though she had almost lost it and unraveled it. "Here." She pointed at the black and white photograph of a pile of leaves, sticks, and dirt with a bulldozer in the background. "I've been looking for my older brother my whole life, and you found him. These are his bones."
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I absolutely have to continue to read your book. That was phenomenal. So now I can't wait to find out, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase The Five Manners of Death?
Linda, I have a website, dardennorth.com, which is dardennorth.com, and it's got click-to-purchase options for all five of my books that take you to major online retail stores and also to some local bookstores where you can get a signed copy. Each book has basically its own section and gives you a very short synopsis, and also has samples of the ones that are also audio books. I have my books in ebook, of course, digital download ebooks, as well as in print, and then four of my five novels are audio books that can be downloaded. A lot of people like audiobooks, and I like to be sure they can have that option too. And then I've also on my website have other interviews that I've done through the years. Hopefully I look the same as I did when I started this in 2005, I'm not sure. But then I have, of course, links to my Twitter and my author Facebook page that are easy to go from the website. you know, I have some personal photographs. My wife and I like to travel as much as we can. So I try to keep enough information on the website that readers can learn about me and learn about my other books. And also, there's a way to sign up for my newsletter. I keep an active email newsletter list and send things out only a couple of times a year when there's actually some news to tell. And so I do hope people will sign up for the newsletter as well. But I hope they will visit my website, DardenNorth.com.
That's great information. So we've been talking with Darden North, author of The Five Manners of Death. Darden, I'm really intrigued by your story, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I'd like to invite you to come back again when you release your next book.
I would love to, and hope that'll be sometime in 2020.
In The Five Manners of Death, Darden North tackles some of the basic questions we wonder about. If a family member were suspected of being a mass murderer, what would we do? Would we try to uncover the truth, or would we bury the secrets of the past? Well, only you can determine that, and perhaps The Five Manners of Death can help you solve this dilemma. So go to DardenNorth.com and pick up your copy today, and while you're there, take a look at Darden's other books as well. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember that The Author Show may be accessed any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.